What happened to Grandma? That woman who baked pies, raised babies, and never once said, "I'm broken." That picture no longer exists. Millennial women are aging differently. No kids, no husband, no backup plan. And this isn't an opinion. It's measurable.
Ain't that a man?
You can freeze your eggs. You can get Botox and fillers. But you can't pause biology. Ovarian reserves dwindle. Hormones don't wait. The CDC says fertility starts dropping steeply after 35. And despite what Instagram tells you, attraction has a biological range. Studies from OkCupid and Pew show men consistently rate women aged 21 to 26 as most physically attractive, regardless of their own age. Biology doesn't negotiate. It doesn't care about ambition or affirmations. It just ticks. This isn't boomers. It's not Gen X. Millennials are the first cohort to systematically delay what every previous generation did by default. Family life. Once upon a time, the average age of first birth was around 21. Today, it's 30.4. Women aren't even saying "I do" until their early 30s, nearly a decade later than past generations. Pew Research says that 1 in 4 women over 40 today are permanently childless, the highest rate in U.S. history. They say, you can have it all, just later. But what happens when later runs out? The wall isn't about wrinkles or crow's feet. It's about perceived value, not real worth, not human dignity.
No,
just how
please,
people
no.
behave in a hyper-visual, swipe-first world. In the dating economy, attention is currency, and the market runs on scarcity, novelty, and youth. On apps like Hinge, OkCupid, and Tinder, the numbers are brutally consistent. Women in their early 20s receive 90% of male engagement, likes, messages, and date proposals. By age 35, that attention drops by over 60%. Meanwhile, men in their 30s and 40s are still pulling matches, but not with their peers. They swipe down the age ladder. Data shows that men overwhelmingly prefer women between 22 and 27, even when they themselves are 40 plus. But let's be honest, it's not every man who's getting those matches. It's the top tier, the Chads, the Tyrones, the men with status, style, and social proof.
Hey.
Average guys, they're still ghosted, ignored, or filtered out entirely. Because this isn't about love, it's about options. And the dating apps made those brutally visible. And it's not personal, it's statistical. It's the algorithm telling the truth no one wants to hear. No, the attention doesn't vanish overnight, but it changes sharply. The men messaging you aren't who they used to be. The compliments slow down, the options thin out, and the ones you want, they've swiped elsewhere. Even celebrities can't escape it. Remember Bridget Moynihan? Gorgeous, successful, famous. She dated Tom Brady, had his child, and then was left for a supermodel in her 20s. At 36, she became tabloid invisible overnight. Or consider Charlize Theron, a literal Oscar winner, stunning by any standard. She publicly admitted in her 40s, "I've been single for years. I'm just not getting asked out." No one believes her, but she was dead serious. Because the wall doesn't care if you're beautiful. It cares if you're young. And that's not a judgment. It's a mirror. It's a market reaction to what people want versus what they say they want. The wall isn't the end of beauty. It's the end of leverage. And when the attention fades, so does the illusion of unlimited options. Some women feel this like a quiet panic. Some deny it. Others feel betrayed by media, by effinism, by their younger selves. But either way, it's a transition no one teaches them how to navigate. Because while men may grow into status, wealth, or maturity, women age out of the economy of desire faster than they ever expected. And once it shifts, it rarely shifts back. And in a culture where youth is monetized and aging is pathologized, that hits harder than most are willing to admit. This isn't some distant projection. By 2030, experts forecast that nearly 45% of women aged 25 to 44 will be single and childless. Morgan Stanley coined it. the rise of the Shikonomy. But this isn't an empowerment arc, it's a loneliness epidemic. According to the CDC, between August 2021 and August 2023, depression rates among females peaked at 26.5% for those aged 12 to 19 and remained elevated at 19% in women aged 20 to 39. That's nearly one in five women in their prime years reporting clinical symptoms of major depression. Even more urgent, fertility clinic usage is surging. Pew Research reports that 42% of U.S. adults say they or someone they know has used fertility treatments, up from 33% 5 years ago, a sign of growing desperation to hold onto biological timelines. Meanwhile, success rates for IVF drop dramatically after age 35. The modern woman is hitting the wall sooner, not just biologically, but emotionally, socially, and spiritually. Behind the filtered selfies and confident captions, it's quiet suffering, and it's getting harder to disguise. Because for the first time in history, women are aging without a script. No family, no future roles, just time. And that leads us straight into what comes next. Grandma 2.0. Picture this, a woman, 60 years old, no kids, no husband, no family obligations. She's not widowed, not divorced. She simply chose it. She is Grandma 2.0, the first generation to age into isolation by design. Historically, women aged into matriarchs, keepers of recipes, protectors of traditions, the emotional spine of the family tree. Even in old age, they were relevant. But today, they retire into empty apartments and digital photo archives, phones full of selfies, but no family albums, no kids to call, no grandkids to visit. They were told they could have it all, later, but later never promised love, and biology never guaranteed time. This isn't a crisis of success, it's a crisis of connection, because the real cost wasn't career or ambition, it was legacy, and no one teaches you how to cope when your life story doesn't get passed down. We are witnessing the rise of the first mass cohort of elder women with no descendants, not because of war, not because of poverty, but because they followed the script handed to them, and no one warned them how it ends. They sold her a narrative. You're fine, sis. 40 is the new 30. You have time.
She believed it.
The shoes, the skyline, the brunches.
50 and fabulous.
Sex and the City told her that single life at 38 was fabulous. Cosmos, flings, ambition. They sold her egg freezing, Botox, side hustles, work-life balance. They sold her someday, but relentlessly society overlooked this truth. Men age into power. Women age out of it. Peak male earnings occur around 45. Female fertility peaks at 26. That skew drove a mismatch and a market collapse. Not because women aren't valuable, but because the timeline isn't equal and biology never got the memo from pop culture. Consequences, the aftershock. This isn't abstract theory, it's daily reality. Mental health, antidepressant use among women has spiked. In 2023, 15.3% of adult women had a prescription for depression, more than twice the rate for men. Dating, high-value men bypass women over 35 entirely. Fertility, egg freezing is a booming industry with a 10% success rate after 38. Connection, work husband has become more common than actual husbands. And the worst part? It all plays out behind closed doors. Even former supermodels like Paulina Poryskova, wealthy, famous, beautiful, admit to struggling with loneliness and depression after being left behind. This isn't about failure, it's about fallout. They called it misogyny, dismissed it as bitterness. But red pill voices were early alarms, not attacks. They warned about the wall, the delusion, the double standards, and culture laughed. But now, the laughter's gone. The muted silence is deafening, because the wall isn't cruelty, it's time. Millennial men saw this shift in real time. They watched peers get ghosted, divorced, discarded. They did the math. the apps, the ratios, the reward systems, and many quietly opted out. Not because they hated women, but because they stopped believing in the deal. What's worse than heartbreak? Regret with no do-over. And that's happening night after night in quiet apartments across America. One woman typed on TikTok, "I'm 38, successful, independent, and I cry every night wondering if I missed the window." This isn't mockery, it's a question. Why did we lie to women about time, biology, and cost? Behind every individual regret is a generation asking, what was the plan? Let's be honest, the wall is unavoidable. Not just likely, practically inevitable. But what lies beyond it? There is grace. Grace for women who, after 35, pivot to purpose, mentorship, community, legacy. Not as a consolation prize, but as a second act with weight. But the system wasn't built for that. It was built for consumption, for careers, for clicks, for collagen. If there's redemption, it's in building something lasting. Truth over trends, legacy over likes. You can't negotiate with biology, and you can't escape loneliness with a filter or a job title. If this shook you, hit subscribe. Next, is it even worth dating in Los Angeles? The brutal cost-benefit analysis. Because after millennial regret comes economy recoil. Management, we working. Protect yourself at all times. This video has officially been highlighted.